You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dave Archer, the color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. And Arch, I hope you're having a good morning. I don't want to go too far into this without talking about the end of the game the other day and the craziness that was Maurice Norris and him getting carted off. I had never seen anything like the end of that game, and you guys kind of echoed that sentiment from the booth.
Yeah, it was difficult, Mike. You and I haven't been out there and seen guys get hurt in games, and obviously there's a degree. We've seen different degrees of seriousness and injuries, whether it's, you know, a guy tears his knee up or, you know, some dislocations that are pretty horrifying and things like that. But when you start seeing some of the stuff that we've seen over the last couple seasons, where guys potentially are in trouble from a life standpoint, which is kind of what this one felt like, you know, and then you really, you know, you begin to really dig deep as to, you know, what you're doing and what means a lot to you and all that kind of stuff. And certainly we're glad that the young man from Detroit is okay. I, from what I understand, he was at the Lions facility yesterday. And so he's on the mend, which sounds great. But yeah, just a horrifying situation. And then how the teams decided to handle it was interesting. A little surprised at the league didn't get involved earlier than they did. It seemed like that, you know, Dan Campbell and Raheem Morris had to kind of take measures themselves to say, hey, we're not going to play this thing anymore. And ultimately it sounds like the league realized, you know what, we need to shut this down. This is dumb for them just to stand there and hold the ball and let the clock run out. So let's step in and do the right thing. So I give the two coaches and both teams credit for handling it the right way for that situation. And it was a weird one, no question, Mike.
Yeah, Dave, it's interesting you say that it took the NFL a moment to suspend that game, because I kind of thought the same thing as I was watching the game. We are joined by former Falcons QB and now analyst for the Falcons Radio Network, Dave Archer. Before the injury, before everything came to a halt on Friday, Dave, there was football played. What were your takeaways? Who was your breakout player from Friday night?
Yeah, I thought there were a number, Allie. Really, I was looking, and that's what you do in these situations. Obviously, you want to play well as a team. You know, you want to, and I thought defensively as a team, you know, we took the ball away, limited there. We got after the quarterback. I think we had 3 sacks in the game. So there was some of the stuff you were expecting to see from Jeff Ulbrich's defense from a schematic standpoint, where you're just creating havoc for the quarterback. I thought that happened early on. I thought that you had Hendon Hooker kind of scrambling around trying to find space to stand and throw the football, and you took the football away. But for guys that stepped up for me, DeMarco Helms, I thought made an impact early on in the game. He had 2 big hits. I thought the personal foul penalty they threw on DeMarco Helms was ridiculous. I thought it was a clean football play, used his shoulder. There was no head and neck area shot. He hit him and hit the defender, the player in the chest. He caught the football. I just thought it was a big-time hard hit and he dealt out a couple more throughout the game. And I thought that was kind of a that's something the defense wants to have as a signature. They want to be a hard hitting attacking style defense. DeMarco Helms embodied that. I was looking for some guys to step up in that inside linebacker room, and I thought Josh Woods did that. We've got Troy Anderson down. J.D. Bertrand, it's kind of fuzzy as to what's going on with him. I know he's had some concussion issues and things of that nature. He has not been able to be on the field. And so there's an opportunity there from a linebacker standpoint. Josh Woods is a phenomenal special teams player, but where else can you help us? Can you help us as an inside linebacker if you need to? And I thought he was excellent in the game. Had seven tackles, and he led the team in tackles. I thought he did an excellent job. Those are two guys that stuck out for me on the offensive side of the football, or on the defensive side of the football. On the offensive side, you're looking for a couple wide receivers to step up. I thought that, Drummond did a good job of taking advantage of his opportunities. He led us in receiving. I thought he was really good at understanding where he needed to be. He obviously had a very good chemistry with Easton Stick. They practice a lot together. They're on the field a lot together. So Drummond was excellent. Now that Chris Blair, when he needed to, stepped up big. This is a guy that has been a part of this team for a while and has gotten a chance to play a little bit. And I think this is a big year for him because there are young guys coming up that might be sliding into that spot that maybe they're looking for somebody else to develop. And I thought Chris Blair stepped up when they needed to as well.
Yeah, a lot of guys. Dave Archer joins us, color analyst for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, former Falcons quarterback. There's a lot of guys I want to talk about defensively, Arch, but we have to ask you about the two young edge players they drafted in the first round, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., and what you saw from those two guys. Looked like they got a lot of attention from Detroit's offensive line.
Well, I think that anytime you got two guys that are going to rush the passer, you got to pay attention to them. And obviously, coming into the game, those two guys are big name guys because they were first round draft picks. I thought they did a nice job. Did they do anything special? I don't know that I saw anything special from either one of them. I thought that Pierce created some problems. He got up the field real hard a couple of times. I thought he was a reason why Ebikadi was able to get in and get a sack because Pierce had cut off the ability of the quarterback to bounce to the left side, and so he was trying to slide up in the pocket. Ebikadi got a big hit on the quarterback and got the ball out. So I thought that I would give him an assist there. Now, he won't get an assist, obviously, statistically, but I thought his being in the right position pass rush-wise. Jalen Walker, I thought, did a decent job against the run game. You had mentioned something in the game that you saw where he played the leverage properly, kept the outside shoulder free, did some good stuff in that regard. So I think both of them, from a technique standpoint and how you play the defense, I think Jeff Ulbrich will be pleased with how they handle themselves from a technique standpoint. There wasn't anything that jumped off the page. I would lean towards other guys that probably stepped up. Khalid Kareem, I thought, was active as a defensive end. I thought he did a good job. I thought TQ Graham and Brandon Dorlis put their best foot forward as interior defensive linemen, trying to get themselves on the roster and be a factor and being part of the rotation. Those are guys I'd point to.
Arch, visiting with Dave Archer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Arch, I'm curious to get your thoughts on the wide receiver competition. And I think we've seen a lot of Casey Washington over the last couple of weeks with Darnell Mooney's injury. He didn't get a ton of snaps. I think we counted 12, 13, something like that. But, man, Dylan Drummond, Chris Blair, David Sills, this wide receiver's at the back end of this depth chart all seem to be having really good camps, and they're aided by playing with guys like Kirk Cousins and Easton Stick, who are, veterans in this league. But, man, I thought they were a lot of fun to watch Friday night.
Yeah, I thought it was good, Mike, to see them play within the offense. Obviously, if the ball comes your direction, sometimes it doesn't in preseason games. And so you think, well, he's not catching any balls, so he's not getting his job done. But I thought that their ability to run the routes, to be in the right position for the receiver, for the quarterbacks to be able to trust what they're going to be able to do and what they're doing. I thought both those guys stepped up big time. Certainly, you had Nick Nash and you said David Sills in the game. Sills makes a catch early in the game that a veteran player will make, or a guy that understands how to play the position makes. Sticks in trouble. The things are deteriorating around him. He's on about his third read. Sills is running an over route from left to right, and Stick trusts him and throws the ball to him in man coverage. And what Sills does is he attacks the football. I say that in on the broadcast, and I wonder if people understand what I'm talking about. But that's, you got to go get it, and because the defender can undercut him at that point because he was late getting the ball to Sills with stick, and so Sills has got to lose ground towards the core, back towards the quarterback to attack the football, so the defender can't undercut and pick it off. And those are things that endear yourself to a quarterback. If you know you put a guy up the bat and he's going to take carry and go get the football, outstanding job. And I thought that the touchdown throw, a really good throw from Easton Stick, but it was really set up by Blair's route. He's got bump and run coverage, and he's able to beat the jam, and then he stacks the corner, meaning he gets the corner on his behind him as opposed to running side by side, which gives Stick that easy throw up the stem, down the field, so he can just run and throw it to him as opposed to having a back shoulder or high pointing. He's able to take him down the field to throw. Little technique things like that that guys are doing to help the quarterback and make it easier for the quarterback are big time.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Arch, did you get a chance to watch Justin Rose and J.J. Spahn go at it in that four-hole playoff yesterday?
I did, yeah. That was cool to see. That was a heck of a tournament. I mean, to know that Scottie Scheffler was right there, and, it's crazy that that these guys, I love Rose because Rose is one of those guys, kind of an unsung guy. It seems like he's always on the short end of the stick, and obviously came up short at the Masters, just barely. I'm a big fan of his, so it was pretty cool. J.J. Spahn's had an incredible year this year, winning the U.S. Open. So it's fun to see these guys go head to head. I love the playoff deal. We got a couple more coming up before we get to East Lake for the championship.
Well, Arch, it looks like we're going to have a rainy day out here in Flowery Branch, and obviously going to welcome the Titans to town tomorrow. So look forward to catching up with you out here, and hope you can stay dry for the rest of the day.
That's the goal for all of us now. This will be a good practice. They'll get their feet back under them today after having a couple of days off, and then welcome Tennessee in. I think it'll be a lot of fun to see these joint practices. Let's just hope, Mike. You know, I've got my fingers crossed that, you know, we can get out of these without any injuries and things, because there's a number of teams that guys are going down in these joint practices. It's a little scary, but, we got to get better somehow.
Yeah. All right. That's Dave Archer, Falcons color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Dave, we'll talk soon, buddy. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.